On behalf of all of the priests and the parishioners of St. Isidore, we would like to offer our deepest condolences to Mr. Simons and the family. Also, welcome to St. Isidore if this is your first time. I would also like to thank the Scola today, the men for singing the chants, and for the servers taking time out of their vacation to come and make this sung Requiem Mass possible. Also to thank our live streamer for coming in today. And also just a reminder that we will have a communion at the end of the Mass today. And for the Catholic Church, communion is only for practicing Catholics in the state of grace. So thank you for respecting our laws and customs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear friends, dear families, and especially dear Mr. Simons, we are here to pray for the repose of the soul of Verna Simons, a beautiful soul and a soul much loved. Where there is the greatest love, there is also the greatest sorrow. And that is why today is so difficult, why there is so much sorrow today, because of how much this good woman was loved. A beloved wife, a beloved mother, beloved grandmother, great-grandmother. I must confess my inadequacy in giving this sermon. I think most of you in this church knew her better than I did, unfortunately. I came to Colorado just a few months ago and was only able to visit Mr. and Mrs. Simons four times. September, October, November, I was able to give them. It was a great privilege to give them the 65th wedding anniversary blessing from the church and to offer Mass for them. And when I came back the fourth time in December, unfortunately, they were both sick, and Verna was especially sick. And that fourth time, I gave her the last rites. But I am very grateful for those four short visits to bring them the Holy Eucharist, to hear the confessions of these devout faithful. I looked forward to each visit, and each time it was harder and harder to leave. I wish I could have spent the whole day just talking with them. It was a real privilege just to be in the presence of these people who so much age and wisdom, so many wonderful stories. I think oftentimes our generation, we don't appreciate the older people. What struck me the most about Verna was her joy and strength. So many things I could mention, but just to mention these two. Despite her many illnesses and trials, there was always a gleam in her eye and a smile on her lips. In those four visits, I never heard her once complain. She was a tough farm girl. You know the expression, you can take the girl out of the farm, but you can't take the farm out of the girl. Pam sent me these words yesterday. She said, Mom was a country girl. She was raised in South Dakota on her family ranch. She loved riding horses and breaking horses, even raising a baby colt from a bottle. She loved her lambs. She knew how to grow a large garden, milk cows, and spent many hours in the hay field beside Bill and her father-in-law, Guy Simons. She helped trail cattle from the ranch to Faith, South Dakota, and cooked for all the cowboys who helped move the cattle, all the while still being a mom raising four kids. She taught school before Bill and her got married, and even after, for more than a few years. It's a remarkable life. You can say that in some ways that generation is, well, our times don't raise people like that so much anymore. Everyone tells me she was adventurous. She had an adventurous heart. Perhaps that's one reason why she converted the Catholic faith. Catholicism is demanding. It takes an adventurous heart. Before she married her husband 65 years ago, she embraced this Catholic faith. The Catholic life is an adventure, and we can say it's truly the only adventure. This life and following our Lord Jesus Christ. Although it's very sad that we lost her at Christmas time, Christmas is a very beautiful time to leave this world. For it is a time when we are reminded that we're not meant for this world. When we look at where God chose to be born, in a barn, we could say he was the divine farm boy, born amongst these animals in this feeding trough. Certainly God was telling us that we're not made for this world. It's during this time of Christmas we say goodbye. Christ's birth is the reason for our hope in our eternal birth. That's why he came. He was born into this world so that we might follow him out of this world into eternity. It's also very interesting to see how Christmas is surrounded by these feasts of martyrs. December 21st, St. Thomas the Apostle, who said, "My Lord and my God," who had that profound belief. December 26th, St. Stephen, the first martyr. December 27th, St. John the Evangelist, the white martyr, the apostle of love. December 28th, the Holy Innocents, these 30 or so baby boys who shed their blood for Christ. December 29th, St. Thomas a Becket, the great martyr of England. And so why? Why does the church place these martyrs around the Feast of Christmas, kind of like rubies surrounding a beautiful diamond? The answer is given to us by a Benedictine monk. He says, "For martyrdom is the creature's testimony and return to his Creator for all the favors bestowed on him. It is man testifying, even by shedding his blood, to the truths which God has revealed to this world." Yes, these martyrs, the word martyr means witness. By their death and even by their blood, they gave witness to Christ, who no longer can be seen. Now he's in heaven. It was his giving back to the Creator. Of course, Verna wasn't a martyr, but we can say that she suffered a white martyrdom. These last years, by her sicknesses or illnesses, not being able to come to the church. And that is what every Catholic is meant to do. We're all meant to, if God doesn't call us to shed our blood, we have to at least give our life. And we have that hope that she did that. Requiem means rest. This Mass is full of peace and beauty. I remember once when I was a young seminarian, twice a year we would go down to the nursing home and visit with the old people, and we'd sing them Christmas carols. And I remember one Christmas, we were down there, and I was talking with this lovely lady, elderly lady, also a farm girl, we were talking about the Latin Mass. And she said, "Because I said we pray the Latin Mass. I'm studying to become a traditional priest." And she said, "Oh yes," this was in 2005. And she said, "Oh yes, I remember growing up as a girl, as a young lady, you know, going to the Latin Mass." But what she said struck me. She said, "You know what I remember was the most beautiful Mass was the Requiem Mass. Just the chant, the prayers. It was so peaceful and so beautiful." So this is 50 years later, what she remembered. It wasn't the midnight Mass, it wasn't the wedding Mass, it wasn't Easter Mass, it was the Requiem Mass. And that shows in the Catholic Church this peace and consolation, even though certainly they're suffering. But this is the Church. The Church is a mother who wants to console. And lastly, just to read to you the words of today's preface for the Requiem Mass. Again, I think which captures the Catholic mentality. in whom the hope of a blessed resurrection has shone upon us, that those whom the certainty of dying afflicts may be consoled by the promise of future immortality. For unto thy faithful, O Lord, life is changed, but not taken away. And the abode of this earthly sojourn being dissolved, an eternity dwelling is prepared in heaven. Yes, life is changed, but not taken away. That's our faith, and that's our hope. For her, this adventure is over, but now we have this great hope that she has made it to that home which God has destined us for. So dear friends, dear family, let us pray for her today. That's what she would want. Again, by her good life, by her holy death, we have much confidence that if she's not in heaven, she will soon be there. But we still want to pray. That's what this Mass is for. And prayers are never wasted. Hopefully she doesn't need our prayers. But if we still pray, they'll be given to someone else. We believe in that. And we ask Our Lady to bless her today. Our Lady, who's the greatest mom. And she's Verna's mom. And dear children of Mr. and Mrs. Simons, I would encourage you just to thank God today for these exceptional parents. A good family, good parents is not so common anymore. Thank God for this great father, this beautiful mother. Let us thank God for their 65 years of love and fidelity. And thank you, Mr. Simons, for that good example you gave to the world and to all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.